For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A White House invitation to leaders of both parties to have a chat about border security and the government shutdown. The session is being described by one source as a briefing on border security for the top Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate. It would mark the first face-to-face meeting between the president and key congressional Democrats in 3 weeks. Without a deal on the wall, the shutdown will continue as trash and human waste pile up at some national parks. Calls are going unanswered at the IRS, and the Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo are closing down. The animals will be cared for, but the hugely popular Panda Cam will go dark, and hundreds of thousands of federal workers will go without pay. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is speaking up about a likely re-election rival. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The president says at word that U.S. Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is forming an exploratory committee to consider a run for the White House in 2020.
We'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
Then asked in an interview on Fox News about whether he thinks she believes she could really defeat him.
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's hundreds of new laws now with the new year, and one of them affects 5 million people across the country. 20 states and 21 cities have voted to raise the minimum wage. They now join several other states that previously boosted hourly rates above the federal standard of only $7.25 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another year and another new diet trend, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
As we enter the new year, many people set New Year's resolutions, and a lot of times they revolve around weight loss. Well, one of the new things out there is called the keto diet. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox News medical contributor. She explains the keto diet.
The ketogenic diet has been 2018's diet fad, and it's definitely going to go into 2019, and that's essentially where you're getting rid of carbohydrates, good and bad, and you're replacing them with fats, so heavy meats. And what that does is put your body in a state of ketosis, so it's breaking down your own fats. Is it great for losing weight? Yes, you do lose weight. A lot of people start losing weight in 1 week. However, it's one of those yo-yo diets. People, it's very hard to sustain. So people lose weight and then they gain it back again. And so we have zero long-term studies on this because no one can maintain it. And what you're replacing those good foods with are really heavy, processed, a lot of animal fats.
Sounds
and
like
we know
like
that that's
like
not
keto.
Necessarily good for long-term.
It's a tradition in many places across the country, kicking off the new year by diving into ice-cold water. This one in Milwaukee. Lots of people jumped into Lake Michigan. These people explain the feeling.
Very cool. You feel alive. It feels great.
Most exhilarating.
Exhilarating, yeah. It was freezing, but totally worth it.
The polar bear plunge is held every year, regardless of the weather. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.